Friday, TV One is doing a Janet-thon.
Surprise!
And it's all for you.
No way, Mr. Buffalo Butt.
An all-night escapade of Penny.
Well, excuse me.
Or Miss Jackson if you're nasty.
That goes my reputation.
You know you want this.
But I'm very mature for my age.
So take control and watch.
I was dynamite!
The Good Times Janet-thon. Friday starting at 7 on TV One.
So long, suckers.
Walona gets some heavy advice. You don't need a turkey like that. You can get any turkey you want. Then it's the premiere of The Jacksons. The Jacksons get together with special guest star Red Fox for television's most exciting half hour, right after Good Times. Tonight on CBS.
Sit calm, all ye faithful, a Christmas podcast special, where for the third time I discuss 25 Christmas sitcom episodes. Please come and listen every day up through Christmas. I'm sure we'll feature Jeannie, the Tenors, and Nell Harper, Chandler Bing, Mr. Roper. It will be
We'll definitely feature a character who says dynamite.
From Television City in Hollywood.
Good time.
Anytime you need a payment.
Good time.
Anytime you need a friend.
Good time.
Anytime you're out from under.
Not getting hassled. Not getting hustled. Keeping your head above water. Away when you can.
Temporary layoffs.
Good times.
Easy credit rip-offs.
Good times.
Scratching and surviving.
Good times. Good times. By the good times. I don't remember all the lyrics. Good times. Oh, my window's foggy. Driving car backwards. Try not to crash now. Driving to go get some groceries. Hopefully I don't hear the car. I back out of my driveway. Good times. My camera is all foggy. Good times. Happy Sunday, everybody. And welcome back to, I gotta put my seatbelt on. Welcome back to Sit Calm, All Ye Faithful. Where today I'm going back to the 70s, back to a show that again reminds me of my childhood, but was really on way before my childhood ever happened. I'm sorry, I just want to make sure I'm not hitting into neighbors. I'm talking about Good Times, which is, you know, the timing on this, the show's developer, one of the creators of the show, Norman Lear, who has been celebrated for the last few years, you know, for these groundbreaking shows he made. He just passed away at 101 years old. But that just was kind of a coincidence. I didn't plan, like, this Good Times has been on the list since day one. It's actually, if you remember, if you listen to this, you remember, if you heard 5 seconds ago, there'll definitely be a character who says dynamite. And there is. Oh, Kid Dynamite himself, Jimmy J.J. Walker. The fact that he still calls himself Jimmy J.J. Walker. Does he call himself that, or is that what Howard Stern just calls him? Jimmy Walker, J.J. Evans, the breakout star of this show, Good Times. It is, you know, at its heart, it is a family show, but he really became the breakout star, not unlike Urkel, but Urkel wasn't even part of the friggin' Winslow family. So, you know, I mean, he just kind of pushed his way in, and Carl, you know, was too much of a cuck to do anything about it. I'm sorry, I don't know where that came from. Now I'm trying something different. I'm using a portable microphone clip to myself, so the audio quality might be lesser than in usual episodes. And I apologize for that. It's not for, I'm trying things. I'm trying different things. I bought these microphones a little while ago. They're like, they're said to be used for, you know, video interviews. Like you can clip them and you can plug the bass into your phone and you have, and they're wireless. So you can just talk and, you know, interview people. But I only use one at a time because I really just use them. I'm trying them to podcast. A different way to podcast, but it is another way to podcast with multiple people. I just don't have multiple people in the same room usually when I'm podcasting. So if that's just a long way of saying if the audio quality is poor, now you know why. Now you know why. So again, good times. Okay, guys, don't jog in the street. God, you know, you friggin'. I'm going to get groceries this morning. I have, over the last 2 or 3 months, maybe, you know, I changed from a guy who goes grocery shopping on Sunday mornings to a guy who orders groceries through the app and then goes to his nearby Walmart superstore, drives up, and they get the groceries and put them right in the car for me, and I don't have to worry about it. And I have become addicted to that, so that's what I'm going to do right now. Though I may stop and get gas on the way. You're coming with me. For as long as I talk, I'm not pausing, I'm not stopping, I'm not editing anything out of this episode. So, good times. This episode originally aired, and I'm going to be very dangerous, I'm going to look at my phone, originally aired 1974, December 10th, 1974. My brother just is getting ready to celebrate his second Christmas, and I was still swimming inside my dad, just wee, swimming, not a care in the world. Still 2 years before I was, birthed into this world. So it's funny because I think of these shows as more 80s shows because they were on every day for me as a kid, usually on WLBI Channel 56, sometimes on WSPK TV 38, but I think this was mostly or sometimes it would be on 6:05 p.m. on the Superstation TBS, which was the cable station, but it would always show air shows at 5 past. But I went through, I was like, I want to do Good Times. I want to find the best Christmas episode. And I looked up a list of Christmas episodes. And I had to say, one of the episodes that I looked up was, maybe it's more Christmassy, but it was like the mother and the father, Florida and James, neither of them were in this episode. Now, I know James left the show at some point. They killed him off. But I did not realize that Florida, Esther Rolls, she left for a bit too to visit family in Arizona. She left and then she came back. I don't know why. I don't know. Did Florida get her own show? Florida came from Maude, right? Didn't and Maude came from Mary Tyler Moore, if I'm all correct. So technically Good Times is a Mary Tyler Moore spinoff, I think. No. Maude came from All in the Family. So this is an All in the Family joint, I think. I know Jefferson's is. I don't know. I know, but I'm pretty sure Esther Rolls' character of Florida went on, had a, like a small part in one show, and then went on to have a bigger part in another show, in her own show, in Good Times. And of course, the theme song is tremendous. This episode starts no like preamble, no, you know, little buzzer. I don't know what they call them at the beginning. Stinger is at the end. At least that's what I call them. But no little pre-part of the show. No opening. Just boom, right into the, ain't we lucky we got 'em. But the reason I chose this episode over some of the other episodes is because, as I said, James and Florida were not in that other episode. Maybe it's more Christmassy. Maybe it's more memorable. Maybe it's funnier. I don't know. But I need to have, if I'm going to talk about and watch an episode of Good Times, I need to have an episode where James looks at JJ with a look of disgust on his face. That is my favorite thing, when he just looks at JJ and gets angry. And JJ doesn't have a care in the world. He doesn't, it doesn't like he gets, he's not like afraid of his dad. He knows he's annoying him, but the look of annoyance on John Amos's face is why I, one of my favorite things of Good Times. And we got some of that in this episode. He wasn't downright angry at him, but some of that. So the main plot of this episode is it is Christmas time and Cousin Naomi is visiting. Now, you see the name of the episode title and you're like, it's called Sometimes There's No Bottom to in the Bottle. And you're like, oh God, what is this? Is this a preachy episode? Is this a, like, the more you know, you know, afternoon special episode? Kinda. There's kinda some of that in there. But it's a Christmas episode too, if you can believe it. Now, this is only December 10th. I wonder if the following week they did something for Christmas. I don't know. Or maybe they did a New Year's thing. I don't know. Why am I yawning? It's early in the morning. I should be up and awake. I haven't had my coffee yet, but it is. But I'm still enjoying some good times. So Naomi's visiting, but she won't leave the bathroom. And we come to find out, why won't she leave the bathroom? Because she's in there drinking. She's in there drinking alcohol. She's taking sips from little nips. And she's, you know, I'm not sure this girl's a good actress. I'm not sure she's a good drunk. She's like, ha, 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 I'm drunk. Like, that's her way of being drunk, is just laughing. So she was okay. But the main thing was, the cousin is visiting, her parents are in town, and Florida's very excited to have family. She wants JJ to take her out. He's like, I don't want to take her out. I have a reputation as Kid Dynamite. So we got a little Kid Dynamite in there. I don't know why she didn't take her shopping with Wilona. She didn't take Thelma with her shopping. I don't think they left the apartment in the entire episode. I'm trying to think. James is there. He's excited because he's hopefully going to get a Christmas bonus. Last year his Christmas bonus was an envelope that said you're fired. This year he's hoping for a Christmas bonus, so he's going down to the car wash. Doesn't want to stay there too long. Just wants to get his bonus and get out of there. But he's like, Naomi's still in the bathroom. I know what to get her next year. Free passes to the car wash. But she won't leave there. Finally, she comes out and she's all giggly because they say she laughs at everything. And Michael needs to go in there to tinkle. But she's like, I think I left something in there. He's like, come on, hurry up, hurry up. And she goes back in there and she goes, okay, I'm all set. Finally, Michael runs in to go to the bathroom. I don't know what she was doing or what we saw in there. But and Michael had this thing where he comes in the house and he's disgusted because this ugly girl kissed him on the mouth and she wears lipstick. Gross. He hates lipstick. And JJ's like, I don't like lipstick either because I want to taste me. I forget it was like, I think it was a weird thing. I was like, huh? When I want to kiss me, I want to taste me. It was a weird, I didn't quite get the joke, but you know, Jimmy Walker, you know, he's great in this role. I mean, it is the role that defines him. That role and the fact that, didn't he date like Chelsea Handler recently or something like that? And also, wasn't he in the Bustin' Loose TV version of the movie Bustin' Loose? At least I thought it was a great movie as a kid with Richard Pryor, I think, Jimmy Walker. And now, he does reverse mortgages commercials, and I think he tries to sell you gold because it's dynamite! So he doesn't want to take her out, so he goes out to visit his friends. And Naomi is caught. No, yeah, this is what happens. So Thelma comes out and catches Naomi refilling one of her lotion bottles with alcohol and then taking a drink herself. She's like, what are you doing? She's like, I'm just having a little fun. She's like, you're not supposed to be doing that. So she gets upset at her doing that. She's like, oh, come on, don't worry about it. It's not a big deal. So later, Wilona comes over and, thank you, four-way stop. And I almost was not paying attention. And James comes back and he's all excited because he's got his Christmas bonus of $25. I was like, wow. I mean, I'd love $25 in my pocket right now, but they were celebrating for $25. But I guess it's better than being fired. And he makes these little snide comments about the turkey, like, hey, that bird looks like it's on a diet or things like that. Oh, did you get it from Weight Watchers? But they want to celebrate, so they're going to have a quick little drink, including Florida, who doesn't usually drink. someone comes on, she goes, why are you guys drinking? You guys shouldn't be, like, that's not a way, like, why does everyone drink? There's too much drinking in the world. And Willona's like, I'll drink to that. So they go to drink it, and it just tastes like Chicago water. Now, for some reason, I always thought Good Times was in New York, but I realized today it's in Chicago. And they realized all their bottles have been watered down. And they found a glass that wasn't cleaned that tasted like alcohol. They're like, oh, my God, this is JJ's glass. Who could be drinking? JJ doesn't drink. They go, well, they say, like, if signs of drinking is forgetfulness and stumbling and inflated sense of self, like self-importance. And then JJ comes in the room. He's like, I'm here, kid, a dynamite. Like, and that was the laugh out loud moment for me. And they're like, JJ, what are you doing? He's like, I don't know where I was. I don't know where I was, you know, around forgetfulness. He walks funny. He stumbles. That's just because he's awkward and he's JJ. And like, you could see, James was like, had this look, the look on his face, the look I thought he was going to kill him. He's like, have you been drinking, son? He's like, well, how did you know, Mom? And then he says, we mixed Kool-Aid together. So they mixed the blue Kool-Aid with the red Kool-Aid. Like, oh, good. He's fine. So then the cousins show up, Naomi's parents, and everybody's sitting around the dinner table. And they give a little toast. They give a little blessing. And then Naomi gets up, and the dad's like, come on, Michael, have a little glass. They go, no, our kids don't drink. Like, oh, you can have a little drink around Christmas. In fact, Naomi drinks around, she has wine at Christmas. She has something at Easter, like blah, blah, blah. And then she goes, and then for Sammy Davis Jr.'s birthday, I have manischewitz. And then she passes out. They go, oh, my goodness. And, before that happens, I'm sorry, Thelma goes in to see her. She goes, are you drinking? She goes, I'm fine. I'm just having fun. She goes, oh, really? You're an alky. And then she starts giving statistics about drinking and alcoholics and kids in the area who died from drinking. So this was the afternoon special stuff. And she's like, he goes, if you're not an alcoholic, you can stop whenever you want. She goes, I can stop whenever I want. So then they go out for the dinner. They talk about drinking and she passes out. And they're like, oh my God. And Thelma finally says, she's a drunk. She's an alky. That's the problem. And I am pulling up right now to the gas station. I'm not going to pause a thing. I'm going to get out. I'm going to pump gas, and you're going to have to deal with it. Actually, you know what? These gas pumps talk now, so I am going to pause it. Okay. I'm back in the car, and got the gas. Actually, went inside. I'm at Speedway, and this is on the way. And I got the app that gives you like bonus rewards. So I was like, well, let me see how this works. If I want to get a cup of coffee. So I went inside, got a cup of coffee, and they make, it's weird because first they have like, make your own iced coffee. So you put all this ice in a cup. They have like an ice machine. Then next to it, you press a coffee machine that has an iced coffee as one of the options, and it seemed to come out pretty good. I'm a Mr. Coffee guy myself. We do that at home. A Mr. Coffee iced coffee maker. It's literally just brews the hot coffee slow over a big cup of ice, and it comes out perfect every time. Why am I talking about this? I don't know. I should be talking about not drinking coffee, but drinking alcohol, like that alky Naomi, who Thelma basically schooled. I think I had a crush on Thelma too growing up, and I'm looking back now. I'm like, yeah, I think I did. It makes sense. She's the best looking of all the family. I don't know where she came from with this entire family. I don't know where Thelma came from. But if you look at the rest of the family, you look at Thelma. I don't know. She seems like she could be adopted. Anyway, so Naomi passes out, and that's when Thelma's like, she's drunk. She's a drunk. That's what she's been drinking all this time. And the dad's like, oh, for a second there, I was afraid you were going to say she's on drugs. Like, he didn't seem to still care that she was an alcoholic, but the big worry was drugs. Like, and meanwhile, the daughter is passed out there. She could be dead. They never show anything. It just fades away. Then it comes back. It's Christmas Day. Michael wakes everyone up so he can get to his gifts. They don't show any gifts. They just show this one gift from Santa where they all make a wish, and Thelma made a nice wish. She wished that Naomi gets the help she needs, and Naomi's okay. And that's the end of the episode. That pretty much sums up a very special episode. But there were many laughs. Willona was funny, as usual. And I realized, I don't think Penny came on, Janet Jackson, she didn't come on till they were already, like, James was gone. I think Florida was gone and then she came back. Maybe that's why they added Penny in the first place. I don't know. It was weird because you'd see Penny there, then all of a sudden you see her dating Willis and you'd be like, whoa. And then all of a sudden she's Miss Jackson, if you're nasty. I'm like, wait, where did all this happen? Time is crazy. I don't know what I'm talking about. But good episode. Classic TV show with some classic characters. And Jimmy J.J. Walker. I got to see him call him and say dynamite. He said kid dynamite, but he still said dynamite. And I always thought he would say, it's going to be dynamite, like separately. But he was also kid dynamite. I forgot about that. So that is it. I call this a success. Now let's see. I say it's a success watching it. Is a success like what I got out of it, but will it be a success as far as the audio? Will the recording be a success? Because I don't know. I have no idea. Oh shoot, I forgot to tell Walmart I'm on my way. I need to park for a second. I have no idea if the audio quality of this episode is going to suck or not, but either way, we did it. We nailed it. Day 10 is in the books. Now tomorrow is going to be a rough one. Tomorrow, oh boy. Now, I'm not talking about the show. Maybe I should have saved Night Court for tomorrow, because tomorrow I have to drive an hour away to go to jury duty. So I'm trying to enjoy my Sunday as much as I can, because tomorrow I'm on jury duty. And who knows? Who knows? Maybe I'm in a reality show by accident. Or maybe I'm sequestered and I become some sort of, like, I'm on some major trial. I don't know. This is just Salem, Massachusetts trial court. There's no witches on trial. And thank God it's not during October, because I would have hated to try to drive into Salem during October. But that's what I'm doing tomorrow. But that's another day. Today, I'm enjoying my Sunday. I'm enjoying the good times that I have before I go off to jury duty. Get it? Good times. Now I need to make sure that Walmart knows I'm here for my groceries. So, really quickly. Oh, and I talked about going to see my niece skate yesterday for, and she sang to an extreme song, and she skated for Christmas, like the Christmas pageant. Or the Christmas show for her ice skating group, club, whatever it is, school. She nailed it. She was awesome. She did great. And I got a nice picture taken with her that, you know, we got to pose for a nice photo afterwards, which she is with skates. She is my height, and it's frightening. Or she's near my height. It's crazy. And I'm 7.5 feet tall. So that was great. It was perfect yesterday. Stop calling me while I'm talking about podcasts. Anyway, listen, you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Mastodon.social, Threads at Geek Mentality. The Facebook page is Fans Not Experts. That's because the website is Fans Not Experts. And if you are on Blue Sky, look me up, Mikey-C over there. Mikey C, whatever you, if you go to fansnotexperts.com, click on any of the show notes, you'll see links to all the social. It might be easier just to go to linktree.com/geekmentality as well. That's where social and all the podcast stuff are available. Anyway, you can't miss me. If you're listening this far, you obviously follow me on all those things because you love me. You really love me. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm rambling now. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for subscribing. I need to go get my groceries. I need to go get my groceries, and I hope you have a dynamite day. Here is my theme song.
This is my podcast. I made it. Geek Mentality is what I named it, and I think you should listen and subscribe, because I'm kind of funny and awesome. I think that I'm worth your time, and I'm kind of handsome. My mom says, please listen and please subscribe. At least listen to this episode.
Fans Not Experts.